Hello and welcome to Ghost Beat, a horror podcast. I'm Todd, joined by my wife, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi.
You smell really nice.
Oh, thanks.
You're like very close together while we record. We just watched Pulse from 2001. This was directed by Kiyoshi Kurosawa, who has directed a lot of other stuff, it turns out, but I didn't recognize really any of it. It's a Japanese ghost movie, which were extremely popular during the 2000s. I think this is around like The Ring and Ju-on and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Is that like late 90s, early 2000s?
I think The Ring, at least American release, was like early 2000s.
Makes sense. Yeah, this is one that I'd heard a lot about. People consider this to be pretty scary, so I wanted to check it out. And, you know, it's interesting because going into this, I think I've said before, I'm not really into ghost stories very much. And this period, like I'll say out the gate, I like this movie. I think it's like the storytelling is kind of dense. There's like a lot going on. And I think this one didn't escape the American remake either. I think there actually was one in like 2006. This is definitely that period where it's like, Japanese ghost stories for whatever reason are really taking off, and America was like, nom, 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 nom. we can do something with this, and just started remaking all of them for a little bit. Like, did you ever see, was it Ju-on, the one that had like Sarah Michelle Gellar? She was in one, or The Grudge or something.
Yeah,
there's so many.
Yeah, there's a lot.
I can't keep track, and I'm, like I said, I'm not a big ghost person.
This podcast is called Ghost Beef.
But even I couldn't escape it. Like back then when The Ring came out, that was like a big fucking moment, you know?
Yeah.
Like we'll have to watch that because I don't think I've seen it since like high school. It's been a long time. So I would definitely like to see it now and see if it holds up, you know? Because that scared the shit out of me. It scared shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
I think that's what they're trying to capitalize on. And this one, I mean, it has a lot of the same kind of tropes. There is definitely like the, when you're talking about the Japanese ghost tropes, it's like the women with the long dark hair that's like flowing around.
Yeah. Like really gangly.
Yeah. But the movie, I think like overall, I didn't think it was super scary. Didn't really do a lot for me there, but I will say like the cinematography impressed the hell out of me in this movie. I think the way it was shot was like super, super interesting. And it did have some really interesting parts. And I think like conceptually, like the themes behind the movie, like before we start unpacking all that, like I think it's the themes. It's some specific parts with the ghost. Like that's the stuff that really works. How'd you feel? Did you like this one?
I liked it. I'll say like, I still think it's worth watching.
Yeah.
But like you said, it is really dense. And I would watch it again, honestly, just to make sure I get all the information. Because it wasn't like one of those movies where it's like, this has a lot of information, but whatever I got was good. Like, I feel like I could watch this again and actually, like, really pay attention to the story a little closer.
Yeah, for whatever reason, these, like, foreign ghost stories like this and the wailing and stuff like, they tend to be so goddamn long and so dense and just full of so much stuff. And I think that doesn't really help the movies, honestly. But without spoiling anything yet, I think, like, the stuff that stood out to me, like, the cinematography, it's interesting. It felt very uniquely moody, and I think it worked super well. Because this movie, at the end of the day, it's about loneliness. It is kind of like the ultimate loneliness horror movie. And we'll get into more of what that means and how that ties into the ghosts when we get into spoilers. But even the cinematography, it works really well to illustrate that idea, you know, with these like distant voyeuristic shots of the characters and everything. And I don't know, it just did a good job capturing this certain mood that I think was like the strongest part of the movie.
Yeah, I think that paired with like the colors in this movie, it's very muted and dark.
Yeah.
Also really serves the cinematography really well.
Yeah, totally. And yeah, I think you know, I won't go into specifics, but some of the ways that they portray like the ghosts in this specifically, even though some of it is a little generic and like really feels like, yeah, it's from that era. There were some parts that just that worked super well and were like really creepy.
Yes.
that was really cool. I think the biggest complaints I have, aside from just the sometimes having trouble following the story because there's so much going on, there were also some parts with like early computer effects that were like very, very dated.
Yeah.
And kind of take you out of things. But that stuff was a little distracting, a little disappointing when so much of the other stuff is done like practically, and they don't really push the effects or anything, but that also, it works. It feels like really grounded. And it just, it does a good job with the whole setting and setting this mood and this tone that just works. Mm-hmm. It's really creepy.
Yeah.
So I think it's like, it's a really good one of those. I think it definitely, when you're talking like Japanese ghost stories from the early 2000s, which is a very specific genre.
Yeah, it is.
I think it's good. And I think I can understand why. Because it's weird. I don't remember hearing about this back then. I think the remake missed the boat a little bit because I think it came out later. But I think it's because the Ring and the Grudge and all those, they have a much more streamlined story that definitely feels like more mainstream, you know what I mean? And this one goes into much deeper and in some cases more depressing concepts.
Yeah.
So maybe the people behind all this shit were like, the American public is not going to understand this. Like, because it is like, I think very Japanese, like all the ways that it plays into loneliness and stuff. I think that is like, that's a problem that's been in Japanese society for a while. But I'm not somebody who can really talk about that. Rana, do you have anything else before we just get into spoilers?
No.
Okay. It's funny because I think the like tagline for this really focuses on the fact that we didn't even talk about this in the non-spoiler, but the whole setup is that the ghosts are like coming from the internet to invade our world. And I think that's where the name Pulse comes from and everything. And it's funny because it feels like this is definitely like early internet days, and they must be playing into, because there are characters in this movie who are so incompetent when it comes to computers and internet and stuff. And you forget, shut up.
I mean, we are talking about her.
Anyway, so we'll have to have like a code word for computer so it doesn't hear us. But what was I fucking saying?
I mean, that there's this like unintended nostalgia just because of the time. It marks the time. Yeah, well,
I don't know if I'm really nostalgic for this,
well,
but it's but it's funny
state
because
of the internet.
Yes, yeah. It is funny because it makes you remember this time when people were like, internet, what is that? Like, didn't really understand it. And it's like such a different time now. Mm-hmm. So you can see where a lot of these kind of like fears and uncertainties come from. Like, what if there's ghosts on there? What if you go to a website and there's a ghost?
What if I don't answer this email and I'm haunted for the rest of my life because I didn't send it to 7 people?
Yeah, right. Exactly. It's funny how Facebook just took over all of those fears and everything. But yeah, it's like very much from a certain time in history. I mean, it just really is the same as watching the videotape in The Ring and getting cursed. It's just now it's the internet and computers. But I think the bigger picture where it's about loneliness, it's about this idea because these characters are mysteriously being affected by these ghosts and committing suicide. And that early on was like really fucking creepy. Mm-hmm. When she goes to the guy's room and he's acting weird.
Yeah.
And it's always like he's in shadow and stuff. They do a really good job with that, making it feel like really creepy. Mm-hmm. And then when she turns the corner and she sees that he's been hanging there for a while, so she was talking to a ghost. Like, that's pretty creepy. That's a good setup.
That was a really strong scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does a good job setting that up where it's almost like in the vein of movies like Smile and stuff, where they'll be interacting with characters and the characters will be acting kind of odd. Mm-hmm. And you're wondering, like, is that a ghost? Is that a person? Like, you know?
Yeah.
And also the way that, like, you would see these black shadows, like, burned into the wall.
That was really cool.
Yeah, those things are all very effective, even if it's
Look, it's a nice day out today. Yeah. So everybody's out on their motorcycles.
Okay. Even if it's not, what was I going to say, even if it's not the most original, it still works. And it's just funny how they really amp it up, where over the course of the movie, it's like, oh, now the ghosts are taking over the world, like everyone. But it's the loneliness idea is that the reason they're getting so depressed and killing themselves, I guess, is because the ghosts in the internet are somehow communicating to them that, like, after death, you're just alone forever. Mm-hmm. And it's this, like, soul-crushing, depressing idea of, like, you are just alone. Yeah. And even when you die, you can't escape that. And you're just alone into eternity. I think that was effective because they play it up for a while. Like, what is going on? Like, what is driving the people to do this? And that concept, it is pretty chilling. Not the best thing to think of, you know? And, you know, like I said, I think this was, and maybe still is, a big problem in Japan and honestly in the whole world. I think the more that the internet has, like, propagated and become, like, a part of everyday life, I think it's driving everyone to feel much more alone and isolated, which is funny because it really connects everyone more than ever before while also making you feel super isolated and alone. Those ideas, they were, like, ahead of its time, you know? Like, it still holds up and rings true today. You know?
Yes, it does.
And if we're talking like the ghosts, I think the part that stood out to me the most was there's a scene where one of the characters is in a room with a lady ghost who starts walking toward him. And she's walking, it looks like she's almost walking in like slow motion and kind of like tripping and falling. And it's such a long, weird scene that feels like really surreal. But also it's the fact that they didn't overdo it with like makeup or effects or anything, so you're just stuck staring at her wondering like, what is going on, like, what am I looking at? And even when she gets to him and he's hiding and her face pops over the top and it's just a normal person face, it's not like they didn't do the YouTube horror, like, you know, jump scare or weird makeup or anything,
the weird stitches on the face.
It just shows that stuff, it's really unnecessary, you know? Like, it's still just when something like this is happening that you aren't expecting and that your brain is trying to figure out, like, what are you looking at the whole time? It just, you don't need to overdo it. It just works. And that, I think that stood out to me. Like, the most of the movie didn't really do a lot for me as far as like scaring me. But that part, I was like, oh shit, this is pretty fucking creepy.
Yeah, no, that was my like favorite part of the movie too. Yeah. Like, I think all of like the way that she moves so slowly, it's like so well choreographed because it's creepy as shit. And like that she's like almost completely covered in shadow. Like, it really sticks with you.
Yeah, it's like very dreamlike, very eerie.
I would have loved to have seen more of that.
Yeah, I think if they leaned into that, and it also shows how, you know, when they do use computer effects, when they're doing that, oh, fuck off. It's that weird, the weird particle stuff. I didn't really understand how that factored in the story.
I thought it was okay. I think just for the time that the movie is made, it's like, you know, like, what are you going to do? I mean, there could maybe be a way to figure that out practically with a lot of work, but I still thought it was kind of cool. It did kind of...
It was distracting.
By the end of the movie, it starts to get a little distracting.
There was a weird plot point there that just went over my head. Remember, she was looking at that computer program with all the little particles and she was like,
oh yeah,
fascinated by it. And it was something that was supposed to refer to like the connections between, I don't know.
It tied
into the themes, but that part just went over my head. But everything else was pretty effective. And just the way that like, there were a lot of creepy things, like the characters whispering help me and stuff.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
don't like that.
Yeah.
Don't like, if I was in a dark room and I just heard someone whispering help me, it's like, it's such a simple thing, but it is really fucking creepy.
Yeah,
it's just the idea of not knowing, because it's almost like an infection, but it's an infection of like debilitating sadness.
Yeah.
So you can't really tell who has been affected by this. And there are times where a character will kind of walk off and they'll go in the room after them and there's just the shadow on the wall. Like, they just phased out of existence, mm-hmm. Almost like it's this plague that came from the internet, the internet ghosts. Yeah, that's kind of a silly concept when you say it like that, but I don't know, it worked. I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's interesting how they did a little like Tarantino with you starting off on the boat and you're like, what the heck is going on? And like it really connects together at the end. I think the impact is there. Mm-hmm. But there was just a lot happening that kind of dragged out a little bit, lost the pacing a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah, it's again, it's like comparing us to movies like The Ring or Ringu. Yeah, it does feel like it's more complex and there's a lot of ideas that it's juggling throughout the movie, and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger until it's the whole world mm-hmm. that's affected. And I think that mostly works. It's just it's a lot to be navigating while you're watching it. But it was cool. I think, again, I'd really like to revisit a lot of these movies, but I think this one, I think it would probably hold up as like one of the better ones.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I kind of wish I'd seen it back then. I probably would have been fucking scared as hell.
Yeah, me too.
But it was cool.
Yeah.
You got anything else?
No.
Okay. You can go to ghostbeast.com for all our links. You can also search for Ghost Beast Pod and follow Ghost Beast on Letterboxd, where we are ranking everything we cover. I think I got it. I think I would put it under Jennifer's Body, but above Last Voyage of the Demeter. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that works.
Psych, I'm going to put it under Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Still work for you?
Yeah.
All right, that puts it at number 33 on our list. Like and subscribe. You can also contact us at Ghostbeast. at podcast@ghostbeast.com. Maybe if you have other Japanese ghost stories from this era that we might have missed, let me know.